Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, we're coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have with me a renovation specialist. This guy tends to buy homes, flip them, fix them up, make them look really good. He might even live in one from time to time. I have with me today from PV Renovation Group. I have the owner. I have the main man of PV Renovation Group. I have with me Michael Peavy. Michael, welcome to the Northeast Studio.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for having me.
How are you, brother?
Awesome, man.
Now, PV Renovation, is that like a takeoff on your last name, just not spelled out?
Yeah, so all through high school, I was always known as my last name only.
PV.
PV, so it kind of stuck. That's what I'm known by, so might as well run a company with the same name, right?
Yeah, do it, do it. How long you been doing PV Renovation? You've been doing PV all your life.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. PV Renovation started this year. I've been doing this full-time since 2019, but been in the trades and working in construction since early age, 12, 13, 14 years old, working with my dad. Either it was our own house or a house that we picked up to flip or renovate, investment. So I've always been around it. And then back in 2019, kind of made a career decision to jump in both feet. So I've been going strong ever since.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're going on 5 years.
Yeah. It's been an incredible ride.
Congratulations on that.
It just keeps growing. Yeah.
But now you buy homes, you flip homes, you fix them up?
Yeah, all of the above.
All the above.
All the above, yeah. So we're actually getting rid of one house this Friday up in Livonia. Was very fortunate to go in with some buddies of mine and pick up an old farmhouse and make it beautiful. And
nice.
Had a lot of fun with that one. We got one here in town that we have that we rent out currently, but we renovated back in 2019. And that's kind of where I got my start. It's still what I help investors do. We work with several investors that buy and flip homes and kind of want to get their feet wet with that. So that's our strong suit. And then aside from that, we do traditional, you know, contracting with all sorts of people here in Jackson County.
You'll redo a bathroom, a kitchen, something like that.
Oh yeah, we do the whole
for a private homeowner.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you call us up. We're just like any other contracting company. We'll go in and renovate, design, work with our clients through and through on a full kitchen remodel, bathrooms, you name it. Anything with a roof on it, we can definitely take care of.
I'm with you. Now, you are a general contractor. You have your license, correct?
That's right.
You're not just a guy with a pickup truck and some tools.
That's right.
I mean, you are a guy with a pickup truck and some tools.
That's
but
right.
You are licensed.
Yeah. That's huge. My truck with tools has got a nice pretty wrap on it, so I want to be known.
It is fancy out there. We might have to get a picture, you know, our obligatory picture of the guest.
All right.
What do you think? In front of the truck?
I think it's a perfect idea.
We're going outside the box, man.
Yeah.
All right. So you got your general contractor's license, but you're also a real estate agent. What license do you not have, man?
yeah, I definitely hold a real estate license. That's kind of what I did a couple years ago full-time. And
kind of led into what you're doing now.
Yeah, so I kind of kept both hats at the same time. You know, I kind of, my niche in that field was that I did know how to do, you know, contracting, construction, and home remodeling, and kind of coached my buyers and sellers through that process. So wasn't a big fan of the sales side, wanted to get more involved with the client experience still intact on kind of the contracting side of things. So that's where the focus is. But yeah, I keep an active license.
You work with some agents. You work with a lot of agents.
Several, yeah.
You are a valuable resource for them. Since you've been on all these different sides of the same thing, more or less, when it comes to fixing up a home, blah, 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 to sell, or even as a buyer, I guess, you kind of know what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Fix this, fix that, do this over here, do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I coach.
Save a lot of headache.
Absolutely. So I coach my client. You know, most people will come to you and say, hey, I just can't visualize what you're talking about. I can't see it. So
right.
Stepping back and not only designing a space, but making it make sense from a return on an investment standpoint. What can we do to make the kitchen more functional for you or our clients, but also for the market in the future. If you do sell the house, you know, what's going to be the biggest impact with the dollars that you're spending? But we definitely have that eye and that experience, not only from a client level, but even coaching the agents that we work with on how to instruct their clients on how to have the same conversations.
That's got to be a very valuable resource.
It comes in handy, yeah.
Putting the dollars in the right places.
Absolutely.
Working that budget. So what's your current, you have a current project?
Current projects.
Projects. Yeah, we are, I mean the flipping side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The flipping side. Sorry, we'll get to the other. I didn't specify.
Yeah, so like I said, we've got one up in Livonia.
Livonia.
That we're, getting rid of Friday, so we were happy to.
Oh, it's closing.
Yeah, it's closing.
Oh,
Friday.
She's sold already.
Yeah, she's gone.
The farmhouse.
The farmhouse, yeah. It was a 1940s farmhouse.
Oh, nice.
All but falling in on itself. So that was a fun and hot ride. We actually renovated that one throughout the summer and closed up shop in September while it was still warm out. So it was a no AC,
oh, lovely,
sweaty reno, but it was a fun ride.
You and I have very different opinions of fun. Very different opinions of fun. Did you keep it somewhat original, rustic farmhouse?
We actually did. We kept all the original, or as much as we could, I should say.
Well, sure, sure.
You know, shiplap up on the wall. There's some old slat boards that we kind of kept in place. So a lot of it is still the way it looked back in the 40s.
Is it on a bunch of land?
It's on 3 acres.
Oh, man, it's already sold, huh?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh.
And right off the lake, too. It's not too far from Lake Hartwell.
Just quit telling me about it now. I like that. All right, so when you find the next fallen-in farmhouse.
Yeah, I'll give you a call.
Give me a call, man. Keep me in the loop. Here's a question. Don't hit me when I ask this. Do you go behind other contractors?
Oh, gosh.
Or maybe I should say amateur contractors.
We get called a lot for mess up work. And
or the homeowner that thought he was a contractor, or she, for that matter.
Just about everything we walk into has been touched by somebody that probably should have called somebody first.
I want to hear stories, man.
Oh, gosh.
I got to have stories. I knew this was going to get in your craw a little bit, you know.
Yeah, a lot of it's plumbing disasters and people that rip things out because they watched a couple of YouTube videos and realized that they were just way too in over their head. Kitchen cabinets being held up by a single screw. Everything's out of alignment.
You need more than one?
Crooked. Yeah, I mean, it comes in handy.
Two, three.
Yeah, whatever.
Drywall screws are probably not the best for that.
Showers that leak. We just rented or demoed, I should say, a shower yesterday that was all cinder blocks and play sand. And I have no idea what the builder was thinking when they put the shower in. But
cinder blocks.
Cinder blocks in a shower.
Okay, explain this.
I can't explain it. It was a shower liner with stacked up cinder blocks and play sand that they outfitted as the shower bench. It was the first I've ever seen constructed in that way.
That just sounds remarkably horrible.
It was a horrible demo experience.
I bet.
Yeah.
You didn't know there was sand. You probably didn't know it was cinder block.
I know.
There was tile over it.
Yeah, it was tile over it. So you start skinning it and taking everything out, and all of a sudden you're hitting concrete.
Oh.
So jackhammers and sledgehammers for the rest of the afternoon for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to be hating life for just a few minutes there.
For about 2 hours. Yeah.
2 hours, yeah.
About 2 hours, it was miserable.
Sledgehammers and jackhammers, chisels.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like man work, fun work, but it was not fun.
Oh, it's man work.
It's definitely man work. It was not fun work.
You're sweating your... Wow. What? A builder did that?
Well, according to our clients, they bought it.
I'm having a hard time just picturing this.
Yeah, it's miserable.
They actually put cinder block inside...
Mm-hmm. Of the shower.
Was there a liner under?
It was all built over a shower liner. So the shower liner failed. The entire subfloor was wet and spongy, moldy, but it was attempted to be appropriately built. But they put the cinder blocks inside the shower liner with
inside it.
15, 20 buckets of play sand, 5 gallon buckets of play sand.
Inside the block or?
Yeah, so the block created the front of the bench.
Right.
And then they backfilled everything else with just bag upon bag of play sand.
Of sand.
Yep.
How should they have done that?
We always just stick build our benches.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays you can get them prefabbed with a waterproofing material and a membrane, but...
Can you get them prefabbed?
Yeah, absolutely. But we always stick build them, wrap them with waterproofing membrane, and you don't have to make it a concrete structure to have a bench in your shower.
No, you don't. But now there used to be some red stuff that waterproofed everything.
Yeah,
like some
Red
membrane.
Guard. Yeah, Red Guard's still
on
the
market. Yeah, I've used that before.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use enough.
Yeah.
Did they use that? They didn't use that.
There were some areas
really?
That had some Red Guard, yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
The shower pan was concrete or
It was a pan liner.
It was a pan.
Over the sub. It had no slope. So this whole thing held water for, it was a
they
pond.
They built a pond.
Yeah, a pond.
An indoor pond.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that every day.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I don't think it's something you want.
They were growing stuff, but it wasn't fish.
All right. It was white and black.
Yeah. Second floor, first floor.
Yeah, it was not a crawl space, so.
Well.
First floor crawl space.
That water's going to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't on a slab.
Mm-mm.
Man, I want more stories like that. Talk to me, man. I love this. Man,
what do I have?
I love this. I've been involved until this form of my life. I've been around the building industry my whole life. So I find this stuff intriguing. I love it.
Oh, man. We've walked in the basements that were just wired in the worst possible fire hazard way you've ever seen. One project up in Commerce, we had a great opportunity to rip this whole house apart. It was a single owner for years and years, and they had just done DIY nightmares after nightmare, and we had to strip everything out of it.
You should have videoed it all.
I wish I did.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's a common thing. Just about every job that we walk in has been discoveries of things that kind of make you go, huh, you know, what was the thinking here?
There probably wasn't. What do you mean? A fire hazard? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's not supposed to make that noise.
Yeah. Hey, it's just a spark. It sparks once in a while. Man, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you're getting into.
No, and that's kind of the beauty of it. That's what I love about remodeling is it's not a typical office or sales job.
Definitely not.
No, I mean, every day is a new challenge. You got to be thinking. You kind of think outside of the box. It's a new discovery every day, which kind of makes it a challenge and a reward when you step back and realize the ride that you just kind of went through. So it's never the same day.
No, we didn't mention. I don't know if we mentioned. I don't think we did. How big is the footprint that you go into, area you cover?
We tend to be on the people-pleasing side of things. So if people call us up and are having a hard time finding somebody that they like or they're just kind of getting dodged, we at least have a conversation with them. And if the project makes sense for us logistically, we're going to chase it. I mean, we did a whole house remodel in Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple down in downtown Atlanta. Just terrific people. So if it's, you know, people that we have a great relationship with and the job is large enough, we will chase it down. But we try to be, you know, Jackson County headquartered, hit the surrounding counties, keep it kind of an hour from our mailbox, so to speak. But
right.
We will chase them. Just like I said earlier that we had a project up in the Livonia Hartwell
mm-hmm.
market. We've also had a couple down in Decatur, downtown Atlanta, even down in McDonough. We'll definitely chase them.
That's a ride down to McDonough.
It's a ride. It's definitely a couple hotel stays, but for some terrific people, so it was a fun project.
Well, business is booming. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. We've been fortunate to be booked out for several months, and the phone just keeps ringing, so hopefully we're doing something right, obviously. So
you must be.
Yeah, it'll continue.
So you're not putting cinder blocks in people's showers?
No. Okay. No cinder blocks for us. No.
If all else fails, hey, if Michael and the gang does nothing else right, at least they didn't put the cinder blocks in.
Exactly. We can do a shower the right way.
That's not funny. It is funny. I didn't have to deal with it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, it's over now. So looking back, we can kind of chuckle.
So when someone gets a hold of you,
mm-hmm.
and you're several months out, you said what, 3-4 months out?
Yeah, we're
through the summer right now.
We're booked out. Yeah, technically through the summer. You know, depending on how we kind of arrange our schedule and how hot and heavy we want to work.
Right
now it's July, August for us.
Nice. But when someone comes to you, and we won't start diving into specific projects, but they come to you, what can they expect? You're going to sit down with them? I don't know. Do you draw out plans? Do you talk about it? Walk me through it,
yeah,
man.
All the above. So I'm a big kind of relationship person. I like to get to know you. I don't just step into a conversation and get straight down to the details. You know, I want to know about the kids, about the family dog. I want to know why you moved to the area, why you bought the house, and then get an idea of why you called me. You know, what's wrong with your kitchen? You know, step back, make it a loose conversation, make it fluid and fun. And so when I get involved with people, you know, I want to kind of dig a little bit, make people feel comfortable. It's not a typical kind of contractor, rigid kind of conversation that you might associate it with this field. So getting to know people on a personal level and then just kind of walk them through the process. You know, my quotes are not lump sum estimates. You know, they're mm-hmm. drawn out. Everything is detailed. You know what you're buying. You know, every line item is marked with exactly that element of the project. So I'm not just going to say, hey, your kitchen cost, you know, $50,000. Here's your countertops. Here's your cabinets. Here's what you picked out. We're going to go through every single detail together. So you know what you're getting. There's no confusion. There's no hard feelings if something doesn't quite look the way you expected because it was right there on paper. So that's number one. We do step back. We work with a lot of designers here in Atlanta. So we give you renderings, drawings of everything that we do down to the cabinet pool.
There are renderings.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So everything.
I like that.
Everything's spelled out. So
nice.
By the time we start construction, you have seen your kitchen and all the different, you know, scenarios, all the different lighting. Mm-hmm. So you're really just watching us put it together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man.
Absolutely.
I think that separates you from a lot of general contractors.
We try to hold ourselves apart a little bit and kind of go the extra mile.
I like that. How often does the family, whoever you're working for, or how many times do you allow them to change their minds during a project?
We try to. So
you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean every project does. So we do have a clause in our contracts for change orders, and that's to be expected. You know, as we're moving through things, hey, while you're here, let's do this. But we try to kind of have that conversation up front because the more you have change orders, the more it bumps your schedule back. People get frustrated behind you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a business at the end of the line, so yeah. Or at the end of the day. So it's to be expected. But again, we try to minimize those, make sure we go through every detail. And I think that's a lot of it is contractors don't think of all those little small things that mm-hmm. tend to become change orders. You know, hey, while we're thinking about it, what would you want to do over here?
Yeah.
Know?
Hey, what about this?
Exactly. So it's just part of the trade, though, unfortunately.
So you stay active throughout the whole project.
Yeah.
You're keeping an eye on it.
We're super hands-on.
That's very important, though. Because, hey, what about that over there? I know you were thinking this, but have you thought about that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, like you said, the change order's coming. At least then you have some grasp on it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Smart man. Are you a micromanager? Not a fair question. Off the cuff. I am.
I wouldn't call myself a micromanager. I do want to see it done right.
I agree.
So if we have people working with us, I'm going to kind of go behind and say, hey, have you thought about doing it this way? But I'm also a coacher. I can't stand the drill sergeant kind of mindset. I'm going to take you aside privately and say, hey, this is what I probably would have done a little bit differently.
Right.
And give you the opportunity to go back and fix it to make sure. Because at the end of the day, our homeowner is going to hold me to the standard that I've sold to them.
Yeah, man. Rubber meets the road.
Exactly.
You're the man.
We treat everybody that works with us very, very well. We have a huge network of subcontractors that give us a call and want to work with us because we do have fun on the job site. We kind of keep things loose and easy, and we keep to a schedule, keep to a standard, but we're not out here to sweat and grunt and get home tired at the end of the day and not at least have fun while you're doing what you love to do.
No wonder they want to work for you or with you.
Yeah.
No shortage of help.
No, we've been
very fortunate. You are one of the only people I know who can say that.
Yeah, I've got two incredible gentlemen that work with me as part of the company, and we've been very fortunate to have a lot of friends in the trades that that kind of take care of us as well, that show up when they say they're going to show up and do a bang-up job.
That's impressive on its own.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean you actually show up?
Exactly.
It's kind of a ballet that you do, honestly. You're directing a lot of traffic.
Oh,
you
gosh,
got a lot of planes circling, and they're going to land eventually.
Yeah, exactly. And everything's got to hit exactly at the right time. You're going to have people tripping over each other.
It's timing.
The wrong thing goes in first. Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you mess that up, you're going to lose a lot more than a day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, man. We got a website?
Yeah. PVRenovationGroup.com.
The letter P, the letter V.
RenovationGroup.com.
Phone number?
404-353-3281. Goes awesome. Directly to my cell phone.
Oh, that is the boss man's cell phone.
Yeah, it's probably dangerous, but that's what picks up.
Hey, it goes on silent, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually. Eventually.
I have gotten in trouble for taking a phone call at dinner time.
Oh. Yeah, see, I don't do that. That's why I'm still sitting here.
Well, you're a smart man. You're a smart man.
I know my limitations. We're vamping at this point. They're going to play our music any second. And then we got to wrap up. Michael Peavy, thank you for coming in, brother.
Yeah, Thomas, it's been awesome. Thanks so much.
Michael's the owner of PV Renovation Group. PV, letter P, letter V, renovationgroup.com. I'm Tom Sheldon. No cinder blocks in the shower. We'll talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the infinite life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.